I don't need advice from the Board of Trustees at MSU about how to conduct an investigation.
That is State Attorney General Bill Schuette,
taking aim at the Michigan State University Board of Trustees management of Larry Nassar.
Frankly, they should be the last ones to be providing advice given their conduct throughout this entire episode. Their conduct throughout this entire episode speaks for itself.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The Nassar trials are over, and the final round of sentencing hearings begin this week in Eaton County.
And so more and more attention is turning now to East Lansing and how the top echelons at MSU allowed an environment for this abuse to happen and continue.
And because the MSU Board of Trustees is elected statewide, the university's handling of this situation is going to be a political issue in the 2018 elections.
Most state university boards in Michigan are appointed by the governor.
But not those at Michigan State, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University.
Those boards are chosen by voters in statewide elections.
In fact, elected university boards are a rarity across the country.
It is no doubt that come November, the horrific stories of Nassar's abuse will cloud the ballot.
Two Republican MSU board members have already announced they will not seek re-election this year.
And whoever runs for those open seats will have to answer questions about how they would have handled the Nassar controversy and future culture change at MSU.
Candidates for the board tend to be who you might expect, loyal alumni with a lot of school spirit, political connections, and usually money to finance their own campaigns.
That's not going to cut it anymore.
The current board has been blasted for its seemingly cold, slow, and often tone-deaf response to victims and the public.
That will not work in 2018. The statements that we heard from the women who testified at the sentencing were powerful calls for change at MSU. So the question for some, could we see one of these survivors harness that power and make their own run for the MSU board?
Certainly there's talk in both Republican and Democratic circles that a survivor should be on the ballot. That would both send a message and perhaps be the right recipe for pushing that culture shift at the university.
And that message could resonate up and down the ballot.
Oh, absolutely, for all candidates. MSU's handling of what one trustee glibly called that Nassar thing will have ramifications that go from the top of the ballot all the way down.
And we'll rise up. I like the way we'll rise up. In spite of the ache, we'll rise up.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.